Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. Welcome to this week's Quick IQ episode. On today's episode, we have a really great question on email regarding the topic of mind programming. And the email reads, "Hi, my friend Jennifer introduced me to your podcast a few weeks ago, and I can't tell you how much I love it. I have been binge listening to all of the episodes and feel like my entire worldview has changed. It's incredible. I've heard of trauma healing with the mind before and meditating and all of that, but I've never seen anything like this. It definitely makes me want to understand a lot more about my mind and what it's capable of. Clearly, there is a lot that we still don't know. So I do have a lot of questions, but if I were to pick just one to submit for the questions episode, I would ask about mind programming. Yes, I've heard of mind programming before, but what exactly does that look like? You emphasize that changes must be programmed into the mind. Can you elaborate on why programming is so important? Thank you. Love and light, Holly." All right, so that's our question, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. And by the way, I have to say, I really love the way that this question is positioned in that it says, what does that look like? So that's what we're going to talk about. And of course, the second part of the question says, why was mind programming so important? And so let's go ahead and actually start right there first. And the reality of it is that to get lasting results, the information will need to be programmed into your mind so it stays, you know, so it's not changing all of the time from one way to another. And by the way, notice that every volunteer that I work with, at the end, I'm always telling them, you know, make sure to get this in, to reinforce this information over and over and over in your mind so it's there and so it's programmed in. And it's not just about getting information in when it comes to healing. It's really about getting the emotion in also. That's what is key. Now, one way to illustrate that is to think about a wedding song. You know, when somebody hears their wedding song, immediately they think back to their wedding, but they also have this feeling of love and connection that comes up for them because that is the information that's programmed in. Or, you know, somebody else could hear a song that reminded them of a funeral or a song that reminded them of having fun and hanging out in high school, you know, and or a concert or something like that. And so notice both the thought of what comes up and also the emotions are much different. And so when it comes to healing, we need both. It has to be not just the information, but also the emotion with it. Because if you think about the alphabet, that's information that's programmed in. Or if you think about your times tables growing up where you would say, you know, 8 times 4 equals 32 or something like that, a lot of that is all memorized. And so that is programmed in, but it's not programmed in with a lot of emotion typically. And so in this case, it's not just about programming information in, it's also about programming in the emotion as well. That is key for lasting results. And, you know, there are a lot of things that we get programmed into our mind, even tying our shoes. You know, if you've been doing it for a couple years, you don't even need to think about it anymore. It's just automatic. If you're going to the gym, you tie your shoes and it's just done. And so there are a lot of different things that are programmed into all of our minds to make our lives more efficient. Now, when it comes to healing specifically and also changing your life, ultimately what needs to be programmed in is your emotional pattern. That's the part that is key. And so, of course, there's information with that, but the emotional pattern is the important piece for really creating a shift, because that's where your energy is. So that part is key. Now, what can be tricky about programming your emotions is that they're not always logical. And so sometimes you've probably experienced this before, where you can think in a certain way, but you feel in a different way. Or, you know, sometimes people will say, you know, I feel guilty or I feel bad about something and I don't even know why. And so programming in new emotions can feel really tricky, but that's ultimately what you'll want to do, is have those programmed in. So you have a programmed way of feeling, and that energy is what's key for really creating radical results in your health and in your life. And so looking at that specific question as to why mind programming is so important is because that's the only way that you're going to get consistent results, is to really send your energy and feel in the same way consistently. That's what is key. And of course, when it comes to healing also, part of it is feeling a new way consistently, but part of it is making sure also that your mind and your emotions and your energy are not going into the negative of where they were before, because that's part of the problem, is really kind of programming the mind away from the negative. And especially if the mind has wanted to go repeatedly to a negative place, you know, maybe to anger or resentment or hurt or rejection, when the mind is programmed to go to those places regularly, then what ultimately happens is those emotions are felt regularly. So the nervous system can feel that, your energy can all feel that negative emotion. And not only that, but as you feel that negative emotion, it emanates negative energy and just attracts more of that same pattern. And so mind programming is so important, to make sure that you're feeling a new positive and empowered way. And even more importantly, that you're also not going into that old negative energy and feeling anymore. Because what will happen is, if your mind is not programmed away from that negative place, it'll just keep going back and it'll just keep going back. And if it does keep going to whatever negativity, then you're not going to really get sustainable results. So that is key. And that's the first part of why is mind programming so important. And to summarize, it's very simply to be able to get lasting results and make real change that it needs to be programmed in, and not only programmed in of new information, but also that your new programming keeps you out of that old negative programming. That is what's key. So both are true. And a lot of times people are always wanting to just get rid of the negative programming. But typically what you really need to be able to get rid of the negative programming is to create new positive programming in your mind, so your brain has somewhere to go. Because if there is not new positive programming, your mind will automatically typically go right back to the negative. Okay. So again, very simply, the reason things must be programmed in is because that's the only way to consistently feel differently. Now, secondly, what does that look like? So as far as the basic illustration, we've already talked about a few things that looks like, so to speak. You know, we talked about the example of somebody who's tying their shoes, or somebody who knows the alphabet, how that can be programmed in, or somebody listening to their wedding song and immediately experiencing so many feelings of love and just euphoria about their wedding day. And so we talked about, you know, simple ways that we can see that in life. Now, when it comes to actual patterns in life, those are a bit more tricky, because, you know, the examples that I've provided so far are very simple. But when somebody has an emotional pattern, it also sucks you in with your perspective. So it's what you see, it's what you experience, it's what you feel, and it feels very, very real and very, very stuck. And so typically speaking, most people feel like their patterns are stuck, like they can't get out of them, because that's their experience. And so that's what it looks like on a negative note, is that somebody will feel a lot of emotion about something and it feels very, very real. You know, maybe somebody is feeling criticized and it feels very real. And so they're experiencing all of these emotions about it, which of course is giving more of their energy to it. And then it attracts again and again and again. And they experience that over and over and over, where they're feeling, you know, maybe feelings of feeling defensive. And that pattern just continues to go. Now, if you look at what that looks like when you change it, it would be really getting out of that perspective. It would be not giving your energy and your emotion to that old pattern anymore, but really taking it back wholeheartedly. And not just for the moment, but really getting yourself out of that pattern so it isn't an emotion that you experience anymore. Which to some people may sound impossible, where they have gone from a lifetime of experiencing an emotional pattern to now no longer feeling that way at all anymore. That's a big shift. And that is the point. And that's where you ultimately need to get to be able to get real lasting results, is that you can't go into that old negative emotional pattern anymore. And so if somebody was feeling criticized and they were experiencing that pattern really strong, and that was linked to some type of ailment that they were experiencing, then they really can't go into that emotion anymore at all if they're wanting to really heal. Now, part of the problem is that a lot of people, they just want to quote unquote think positive. And that's how they're trying to do it, is by thinking positive, which at least it's effort, but it's not fully going to really work. And the reason for that is because it's still an afterthought. Meaning that, you know, let's say somebody had a song and it immediately reminded them of something from high school. So they immediately thought of high school, and then they thought, oh, don't think of that. And then they hear the song again and they immediately think of high school and they go, oh, don't think of that. Did they really change their programming in this case? Well, no, because it still automatically goes to that high school piece, which if they're still going there, it's still going to create the problem. And so when it comes to healing, that's what is key, is that it has to be real change. And so the way you'll want to think about it is really rewiring the neural pathways. And so the first immediate thing that comes up is something positive, and that the old path is no longer there. And so a simple way to illustrate this would be to think about your brain kind of like a big field of grass, of tall grass, if you will. And if you picture in this tall grass that it has pathways through the tall grass, where, you know, if somebody goes through the tall grass and they go through a path and they maybe take the same path once or twice, there's not going to be a big path through this grass field. But if you take it over and over and over again, that same path and that same path over and over, you know, just like a grass field, you would notice that there's a path, you know, it creates a path. And so that's the way that you can think about your mind as creating new neural pathways, is that when you get information in over and over and over again, then it helps create this path. Or if it's really, really intense emotion, both, you know, like trauma-based, where there's a trauma that happens, that can create a path really big immediately, or even in the case of a wedding, where there's a lot of amazing, incredible, euphoric emotions, and they're so intense, that can also quickly create an emotional link as well, which is what happens in the place of a song, whereas, you know, the connection with the wedding song becomes so strong, is just because there are all of those emotions with it. And so what you want to know from this is that the more emotional intensity you have around something, the faster it programs into your brain. So if you think about that same grass field and you think about how we were using the example of, you know, walking through the grass and creating a path, well, if you took a tractor through there, and you could really create a path very, very quickly. And that's kind of what emotions do. So the more emotional intensity there is, the easier it is also to program your brain in a different way. So that, of course, is key. And by the way, that's what you'll notice, is that even when I'm working with volunteers, part of what I'm doing to help them to get these radical results is I'm helping them to feel in a different way. And then, of course, telling them, all right, now make sure to reinforce this and get it in. Because ultimately, that's what they need to do, is create those new neural pathways. So it's a new automatic response and a new way of feeling. And by the way, the other part of it is also what you do is when you create a new path for your brain, like through the grass field, a new path that your brain can now take in a different direction. Ultimately, for complete healing, you want to make sure and get rid of that old path also. And so that's the reason that both putting in new positive information is important, is to help program your brain in a different way. And so it doesn't go into the old path. And then once you get your brain going to a new path, then you want to, of course, release the old path. And so all too often, people are trying to get rid of that old path that they've had, that negativity, and they're going, okay, well, let me release the negative. Let me release the negative. But their mind is still stuck in the negative. It's like trying to get rid of a path that they're still walking on. It just doesn't work. And so that's why you'll notice when I'm working with people, what we do is we're working on creating new mind programming and then also creating a new way of feeling. And as they do that, then I ask them, of course, to make sure to reinforce it. And so I know this is kind of a lot of information, and I'm trying to simplify it to make it easy. But the reality of it is that there are some complexities. I mean, it can be hard to bring in new positive emotions, which would then help create those new positive neural pathways. So I know this is starting to sound a little complex, and the truth of it is, it's because it is. So, there are complexities, and I don't want to be misleading and say, oh, it's just super simple. There are absolutely complexities to it. But if we also just simplify each piece of it, it makes everything a lot easier. And so, very simply, when it comes to mind programming, the key parts that you'll want to know is that to make a real authentic change, that you do need to have new neural pathways. And so, like a new path through the grass, if you will, that your brain automatically takes. And that it's automatic, not an afterthought. Because if you think about an afterthought would take you down the old path and then try to take you down the new path too. And so that's not going to release that old negative programming. It's still going to be there in your brain. And so ultimately, again, that's what you'll want to do to create real change, is to change what your brain is doing automatically. And that is the importance of programming and why I emphasize it so often. Because if it's not programmed in, then ultimately you can get your brain to change for a minute, and maybe your health will change for a minute, or maybe you'll start seeing signs of your life changing for a moment. But ultimately, if it's not programmed in, it'll keep going back to that old same path, and you won't get long-term results. And so that is key. And that is, again, why programming is so important. And so that's something you'll definitely want to remember in your life, is that to make a real change, you've got to program in new information and get rid of old information and really authentically feel differently. All right. And speaking of really feeling differently, if we go back to the beginning of this email question where it says, I have been binge listening to all of the episodes and feel like my entire worldview has changed. When you stop and think about it, that is a form of programming. She didn't just listen to one episode, she's been binge listening to a ton of them, which of course is repetition, is creating a new way of thinking and feeling. Because when you experience people getting results and seeing things in a different way, that in and of itself can also create change. And so I love that. And of course, for health, it needs to be that specific thing. But when you stop and think about that, that is repetitions. That is getting it over and over and over, and really expanding her mind in a way that is having her think and see things in a different way. And that in and of itself can be powerful. And so, on that note, please do make a point to share this episode with a friend or loved one to help them to expand their worldview of what is possible. Because the more empowered and the more hope and positivity that every person has in this world, the better life it's going to make for all of us, which, of course, is really an incredible vision when you stop and think about it. And so, on that note, I wish you an incredible rest of your day, and I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. I'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. all of the time people reach out and say how much these episodes have given them hope or touched their heart or helped them stay positive in hard times or even woken them up to a completely new level of awareness of how amazing we all really are. If today's episode touched your heart or expanded your mind in any way, please do me a favor and be sure to share it with those you care about or those you know who really need it. As more and more people become empowered, it really will change our world for the better. That is the point and the power of these demonstrations is to create a radical shift in our world consciousness by showing everyone what we are all capable of. And of course, each volunteer will really need to follow through to reinforce their programming to maintain their results. But the point is for you to see that you really can create rapid results in your health and your life if you really understand how to use your mind. You're incredible. And I do want to be clear, though, that most people will not get results this fast on their own. I make it look very easy because of the discoveries that I made. You'll want to remember that there's so much more going on in our minds at a deeper level than people realize. That said, if you want to send me any questions or comments, come visit me on my website at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you do have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctors. Instead, you'll want to continue seeing them and make it your goal to blow their minds with what you're capable of with your mind. Thank you.